City Cornwall's 10th annual Pride Parade and Festival is almost here. Join us on July 19th at Lamro Park in Cornwall for our free Pride Festival featuring live entertainment, a barbecue and beer tent, bouncy castles, face paint, carnival games, and more. To learn more about the festival or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible. CNIB's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Hello, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. This is This Just In every Friday at 1 o'clock, the show where I bring you the newest music to come across my desk this week. And I actually have a very special guest with me today. Richard?
It's pronounced DJ Tangent.
DJ Tangent? Wonderful. I have a fresh DJ here, and we're going to get right into the tracks. I don't want to hold you guys up. I know you're itching to hear some new stuff, so hit play.
I will. was pinned to wax. But you moved as fast as hummingbird's wings. You were silver cloud, you were blue ribbon. You were the first red rose of the season. I was a sealed attic of the house, with a tiny window facing north. And suddenly the facts of the past have no bearing anymore. The future was untouched. To just live by instinct. Distortion changes everything, so we distorted ourselves. And you became 18 elegant horses. Now there came 18 saddles and 18 martingales. You became the head of the match. And now there came the blue part of the flame. You were the middle distance of the pass. And I was the line, the horizon. All of the words, but I couldn't find their meaning. All that I have, all that I have, was this memory of a feeling. He said no. He said, no, it's in the air. He said, darling, it's clearer. It's clearer. It's clearer than any words could say. That it will be sad when we reach the end. When we reach the end and we find that we have absolutely nothing left. He said, no, darling, don't be scared. Everything should burn. Everything should be bare. Nothing should be spared. Nothing should be saved. No, nothing.
Well, welcome back to, what is the show called? This Just In?
Yes, This Just In.
Okay, sorry, I'm not used to being on this show. Okay, so what we started off with there was Never Never by Lamping and Bloodshot Bill. Lamping is a Toronto-based psych rock project through our producer-composer Mikhail Golbin and drummer Jay Anderson. And Bloodshot Bill is, I guess I would call him a swamp rock musician from Montreal. He was at the Mansion last Wednesday opening for the Surfer Jets. Put on a great show. The second song we heard there was Fortunato Duriti Martinelli from his album Bittersweet, Sweet Bitter, and it is called Full of Fire. And he is what is known as a cantoratore, which is Italian for a singer-songwriter. And this song is described as an explosive ode to romantic recklessness in the tradition of Thelma and Louise. Pretty deep stuff. Okay. So we're going to carry on with a couple more new ones. The next one we will play is a song called Been in Time by Sunday Club, all lowercase. And then one, a song with a great title by the band Null/Void called When Did Your Future Switch from Being a Promise to Being a Threat?
Yeah. And you were full of fire, and I was in need of some heat.
Bye.
Okay. We're working through some technical difficulties, also known as me, here on This Just In. Okay, so our last two songs, Sunday Club, all lowercase, with Bannentine. Though individuals, Courtney and Nikki from Winnipeg, started writing songs to process the strange limbo of early adulthood. That's kind of cool. And then Null/Void, their song was and this is brilliant, inspired by the paradoxical oppressiveness of growing up in the prairies. And they are a band from Edmonton. So, as you may recall, when somebody used my government name there for a minute, I am DJ Tangent, and I tend to go off on tangents. So, sort of following on this paradoxical oppressiveness and such, I found a song called Summertime in Canada, which is by a band called Lukewarm and the Cold Ones. And it deals with a mixture of isolation and freedom, which is referencing what it's like living in Thunder Bay. You're isolated, but you have freedoms. And so that tangent led to a song called Canadian Shield by Headlong Hearts, and they are an alt folk band from Vancouver. So hopefully this works a little more smoothly this time. Looking good.
In paradise, you held my hand by the river as we discuss a human race, learning about each other and pretending to know everything. But I don't understand why you wanted to leave this place. Of the dark in the battle with the
not last so
weak. Here in my car, I can rest my mind. But of course, it's our car.
listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from the lower level of Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, K7L 3N6. Do you notice it's the lower level, not the basement? Is there a basement below here with ghosts and stuff? Like ghosts of programmers past or something?
There's definitely ghosts, but there is not a lower level now. This is the lowest level, to be more accurate.
We need Daniel Wolf here with one of his grammar lessons. Lower and lowest. Anyway, hey, that was me going off on a tangent. Go figure. So that was our Canadian tangent. Lukewarm and the Cold Ones. Actually, that's a great name for a band, too. I like that. And with Summertime in Canada. And Headlong Hearts from their album Creatures of Habit with Canadian Shield. Okay. So now for something completely different. Who doesn't like an ABBA cover tune, right? Especially when it's done by a five-piece female-fronted Celtic band from Lethbridge, Alberta. All right, so just leave that one if it works. Tune to get you going on a Friday afternoon at approximately 1:33:25. Yeah, that was Clover Overboard with Gimme 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 bracket, A Man After Midnight close bracket, an ABBA cover tune. Awesome. All right, so the next song we have on the docket here is by an artist known as Brent Jericho, which is actually the alter ego of a Brantford artist named... man, I really need to learn how to write better. Davy something. And it is known, the genre is sadcore or bedroom pop. Now, I don't know if you were listening yesterday when CFRC Live, there was an interview from February with Nolan Hubbard, and his music was described as bedroom pop. And yes, I'm going to shamelessly name drop here because that's what I do, Ted Evans. I was talking to Nolan last night, and he was moving his music recording equipment from the bedroom to the living room. And that's just not allowed because he can't be bedroom pop if it's recorded in the living room. Anyway, here we go with Friends by Brett. Wait a minute. Hang on. Sorry, fighting with technology. Okay, here we go. Uh-oh. Well, that took us by surprise. So that was a song called Friends by Brett Jericho. So I've learned something today. When one is doing a pre-recorded show, it's really tough to fit songs into an hour. Because maybe you're thinking you're going to talk too much. Maybe I'm talking too much. No one ever say that about me. But then doing this live with the adrenaline, we're running out of stuff. But with Chance here as the co-pilot, we have some more stuff for you. So first up is a song by a band I'm going to go see tonight, Friday's Child, which... So they used to be known as New Moon Radio and Fine Country Music. So I saw them at Homegrown Live, and I met Evan. I'm pretty sure that's his name. And we'd actually played one of their songs, one of the separate group, the two, I forget which one it was, on the radio that morning on Making Bacon. And I mentioned that, and he said, "Oh, well, we're having the show in July. You should come." I said, "Okay, I'll be there." And that seems like it was yesterday, and here it is July already. But for your enjoyment, we have Carry Me Home by Friday's Child and the Lost Generation.
Carry
is that when I see them white lines rolling on, I'm gone.
Okay, we're back. It is I, DJ Tangent. So that last song you heard was Born Too Free by a band called Hobby. And if you could see me right now, you'd see that I'm wearing a spiffy royal blue shirt with gold and yellowish lettering that says Hobby. They played at the Bucket in Kingston last night. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. The harmonies of those three guys, and at some occasions there were four of them singing. Wow. Like angels. It was awesome. So that's not the newest of songs. However, Chance said it was okay because I did a lot of new releases and now I get to do fun stuff. So, speaking of the Buckle last night, the legends were there. Good go. So we're going to play one of their fine numbers called Paint Fumes. And we'll close out the show with a song by the angel who walks amongst us. Yes, that's right. Emily Steele and the Deal. Emily's playing at the Blues Fest in Ottawa this evening. Sadly, I won't be able to go. I'm sure she'll survive, though. So the song we're going to play by her is Roadrunner, which, if you haven't seen the video for, it's also fantastic. And who's that in the background? Oh, yeah, that's me. Ha. Okay, Chance, hit play, and away we go.
Thank you. perfect words.
Oops. Forgot a song there. That was... is it pronounced Red Receipts or Reed Receipts? Well, you get the idea. By Pew Pew Pew, who I happened to catch at the Mansion a couple weeks ago. Very good live show. If you ever get the chance, highly recommend. Okay, so as promised, now we have Emily Steele and The Deal.